Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we have a special guest joining us for three segments coming up at the start of the next segment with Critical Intel on the next globalist onslaught and on a constitutional convention. That ties into Senator Kennedy's comments last week. And then I'm going to hit the Committee of 300 and how right John Coleman was in 92 when he wrote his book and tie that into world government in the last segment of this hour ahead of our next guest joining us in the fourth hour. But right now, let's get a clown car in New York. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Dude.
Go ahead, clown car. You're on the air.
Good morning, Alex. InfoWarrior, clown car reporting for duty, sir. Listen, Alex, you know, real quick, just on the Trump situation. If he was going to fulfill anything that he's going to say now, he should have fulfilled the stuff he said he was going to do the first time. Drain the swamp, lock her up, build the wall. Enough said. Now, I would want a translator out there in Russian and maybe one in Chinese to repeat what I say right now, because I think we need a good, solid fight. So it's time for a war, Alex. I hate to say it, but there's not going to be any peace unless there is a war. I mean, people are so complicit in their everyday conveniences. They just comply. Oh, listen, you just got to wear a mask, but you can still get the food. All right, I'll do it. Oh, you can still go to work if you get the shot. All right, I'll do it. Until it's an inconvenience. Oh, my God, I can't go to work. My heart is pumping out of my chest. Oh, the public has enough to deal with on a daily basis. Like you said, we're being sucker punched with so many different combinations. Hey, look, we're going to war. Oh, my God, there's naked people dancing in the library. You know, like it's like you're getting hit left and right to the point you don't even know what's up, what's down anymore. We need a good war. That's what we need. So I think that if we do it the way that they plan, which is either a nuclear war or this, you know, shutting down the grid, and most of us are prepared. I think the good 10%, Alex, is actually the InfoWarriors.
No, I agree. That's why they hate this broadcast. They hate you. They hate that we've organized a group of people that know the truth.
You know, it's funny. As an InfoWarrior, Alex, I thought it was kind of funny how they tried to make you look bad. And that's how you know who was really bullying you, by the way they tried to make you look bad. And they said, he sends naked pictures to Alex Stone. Like, that was really going to offend us as InfoWarriors? Like, really? You know?
And it wasn't even a naked picture. It was my wife in a bikini.
Exactly. So, you know, and the other thing, about the 35% of people that are you know, dying from the thing. So if they showed the states, and they could show it state by state, then they'd be able to show which is a red and blue state. So they actually did target people.
And what's scary is the more they lie, they don't stop. They just double down with more lies. It's getting crazy.
And not only that, but I know, I don't know if you'd say rats because it's easier for people to comprehend, but I believe it was ferrets that they tested on. And every one of them 100%
all of them died.
Once they were released out into the public. And real quick, tattoos, when you have a heart attack, do they disappear?
No.
Well, because the guy who they showed who said, you know, oh, I want to thank everybody from the Bills team. And what's that guy's name? The football guy?
Yeah, the other guy that had the heart attack. Yeah,
His tattoos are missing, Alex.
Amar Hamlin.
Go look at his arm. His tattoos are missing now. I don't know how that happens.
Well, I know this. We've been lied to so much. Why was he covering his face at the games? And then people thought it wasn't him. Then he came out and the tattoos are missing, but he's also in shadows. I'm not saying he's dead or I'm not saying they're hiding where he's at, but I'm saying we've been lied to so much, it's completely reasonable to not believe a damn thing these people tell us.
Buying time, Alex, but the time is up, so let's get to war ready and get it over with.
Amazing call. Look, we got a guest on for three segments. And then if Kathy and John want to hold, I'll get to you. If not, if you don't want to hold, I know you got to go. I understand. But if you want to stay, I'll get to you in the last segment of the hour. And I got to hit this Dr. John Coleman situation because, man, he was on target. MI6, you name it. He was dead on. And he sure predicted it all. And I want to read one page out of his book and tie it into some other news. We're going to go to break. We're going to come out of break and play this clip of Senator John Kennedy. It's only a minute long. Then we'll go to our guest, where this judge there at the hearing, a confirmation hearing, doesn't know what Article 2 is or Article 5. And I'm like, earlier, what is war? Oh, yeah, that's Article 1, Section, what is it, 8? The point is that I'm not a lawyer, and I study this, I can forget it. But a judge is supposed to know all that. What is Article 5? It's very important, and It's also very dangerous. And our guests will also talk about, from the John Birch Society, with the great work they're doing, the real danger here of the next globalist onslaught.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar of 360 Win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Judge Farin, tell me what Article 5 of the Constitution does.
Article 5 is not coming to mind at the moment.
Okay. How about Article 2?
Neither is Article 2.
Okay. Do you know what purposivism is?
In my 12 years as an assistant attorney general, and my 9 years serving as a judge, I was not faced with that precise question. We are the highest trial court in Washington State, so I'm frequently faced with issues that I'm not familiar with, and I thoroughly review the law, our research, and apply the law to the facts presented to me.
Well, you're going to be faced with it if you're confirmed. I can assure you of that. Can you tell me what the independent state legislature theory is? I'm just asking you, not your opinion of what is it? It's before the Supreme Court now.
In my 12 years as a Washington State Assistant Attorney General, and
right,
that particular doctrine was not presented to me.
I'm out of time. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
By the way, they can find qualified women to do this, but they put dumb women and dumb men in. Biden, of course, the new senator out of Pennsylvania, is a great example of that. They want dumb zombies who don't realize that they're being manipulated and controlled. Of course, we'll go over Article 5. We'll go over Article 2 here. We've got Christian Gomez joining us, JBS.org, and I really appreciate him coming on to talk about some of the big threats. Again, he joins us from JBS.org, and he's been a research project manager for the John Birch Society. He's also a contributor to the New American Magazine. Gomez previously hosted the JBS web series, Anarchy in America, and all the episodes, which can be found at JBS.org/video/anarchy, JBS.org. Talk about an organization that's been around since the beginning, the last 60-plus years, fighting tyranny. This is the folks. So he wanted to come on and issue an emergency warning. We're glad we got him as a guest on a con, which is Article 5, and on the latest globalist threat, the oncoming anti-police onslaught, the North American Union, and more. I'm going to do my best here when we cover these subjects to try to give him the floor to run through this. But, Christian, that's got to blow you away to see an attorney general that they're trying to confirm into high-level power and judgeship of the federal government, not knowing basic stuff that, 30, 40 years ago, a ninth grader would know. I know I was taught that in school, and I had to look some of it up to remember all of it. But they don't know when war is supposed to be declared, any of it. What do you make of this?
Well, Alex, thank you for having me on, of course. It's clearly a plot to destroy the Republic, as we see, by putting people in power who can be, as you said earlier in the start of the segment, easily manipulated to doing the bidding of those who are really in power, because you have people who don't know what they're talking about. They don't know the Constitution, and they're expected to rule on matters that are pertinent to the Constitution. This is a recipe for disaster, and it's intentional.
And we know that's from the left putting in completely ignorant people, but it seems from the right we have a lot of movements to undermine things, posing as conservative or populist or constitution. So let's dive into the great articles and reports you guys have been warning about for a long time. It's really coming to a head now. And some of the groups behind an Article 5 constitutional convention. Why don't you explain that to people, Mr. Gomez?
Yeah, so to answer the question posed by Senator John Kennedy to the woman being potentially confirmed to the courts, what is Article 5? Well, Article 5 is simply the amendment article of the Constitution. It's the article that explains procedure for how the Constitution can be amended or changed. And there's two methods, really, to amend the Constitution according to Article 5. The first method, the one that's been used for all the current 27 amendments that are part of the Constitution, including the Bill of Rights, the first 10, is when two-thirds of the House of Representatives and two-thirds of the U.S. Senate propose the amendment, pass it, then it goes to the states, and three-fourths of the states ratify it. And the second method that's never been used is when the Congress calls a convention on the application of two-thirds of the states. So 34 states apply for a convention, 34 out of 50, two-thirds, and then Congress calls the convention. And then at the convention, delegates who represent the sovereign will of the people at large, propose amendments to the Constitution, except if they only do propose amendments and if they limit themselves to only that action, then of course they can continue with the Article 5 procedure of having three-fourths of the states ratify it. But at that convention, they could also seize the opportunity to write a whole new Constitution, or as we see all the time in Congress, they add an amendment to a bill, and the amendment guts the text of the original text of the bill. So one amendment can totally alter the Constitution, whether it's a few words in the Second Amendment saying something to the effect of the right to bear arms should not be infringed while serving in the National Guard or in the military. I mean, they could put a couple words there and totally alter the meaning, or they can just gut whole amendments entirely and put new amendments that empower the federal government to do things that it currently doesn't do.
And so that's from the time of Mr. Welch and your founding. You guys have always warned of this, and just as you warned, now there are powerful groups trying to position this as a way to defeat the globalists and the left, but you guys have warned it's a Trojan horse.
Yes. Back in the 1970s and 80s, of course, the big push was for a balanced budget amendment. And by 1982, there were 32 states that had live applications for a constitutional convention, ostensibly for the purpose to introduce propose a balanced budget amendment of the Constitution. And we sounded the alarm then. So did Phyllis Schlafly of Eagle Forum. They were also vocal at the time. So together, we sounded the alarm, and we got a lot of rescission resolutions passed at the state legislature. And what a rescission is it's a resolution the state passes that basically revokes their previous application for the convention. And we got the number down. And now there's new groups that have emerged in the battle. In 2013, Mark Meckler of Tea Party Patriots started the Convention of States Project, which has been the leading organization proposing to legislators that they should apply for a convention. And there's other groups, too, on the left, like Wolfpack, but COS, Convention of States, is the largest, most well-funded organization that gets celebrity endorsements and so forth. It's really pushing this. But if you listen to what Mark Meckler says about the convention, he uses a lot of false premises. He says things that are inaccurate about the convention, and most people don't know about Article 5, or they know very little. And they go with what he says, and they end up passing these resolutions. So the John Birch Society is active across the country in legislatures with our members testifying in front of committees to either stop the passage of these resolutions that apply to Congress for the convention. And we also have members working on convincing their state legislators to introduce resolutions to rescind their state's past applications.
And I want to talk about that, but if it's in the Constitution and we're constitutionalists, there's a place for it. What is the place for it, and why are you guys so concerned about it? Because I agree with you that from the left and the right, some of these globalist forces are always pushing it. I think the argument is we need to enforce the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We don't need to rewrite it or have new rules because we already have it. It's not being enforced. So enforce the laws that are there. Why would we put ourselves in this big emergency where God knows what's going to happen once we're in that position?
Yeah, absolutely. You asked a really good question. Like, why is Article 5? It's part of the Constitution, so could it really be that bad? Yeah, and that's a valid question. The Founding Fathers included Article 5, the whole Article 5, whether you're proposing the amendments out of Congress or via a convention. They added that in the Constitution specifically for the correction of errors. You can read Federalist Papers and notes from the convention, and they refer to the purpose of the amendment procedure as a way to fix any errors or defects should they be found.
You're saying that's an at-the-time clause that was vestigially left. Because it's the same thing with Twitter now, unless you amend a bad tweet for 30 minutes. So you're saying it was kind of vestigial?
A perfect example of an error or defect with the Constitution was that when the Constitution was
Hold on, tell us about it when we come back. This is important.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
An Article 5 Constitutional Convention is being advertised by the left and right as the answer to all our problems. They don't follow the Constitution to begin with, so why should we create a con when we have all the tools we need? Christian Gomez is a researcher and author and host at JBS.org, and he's been raising the alarm about this. We're getting to an example before we hit the break, and I want to shift gears into the next big globalist assault. They've taken over the district attorneys in almost every town and city of any size. Now they want control of the police. We'll talk about that key piece of this in a moment that JBS.org has been warning about for decades and decades and decades. Please continue.
Yes, so before the break, you asked in part of the question was why was the Article 5 added to the Constitution, specifically the Convention Clause? And the founders included the amendment procedure in the Constitution in case there was a flaw or defect. And a perfect example of there being a flaw or defect in the Constitution was that after the Constitution came out of the Convention, there was no Bill of Rights. There was no guarantee for the unalienable rights of Americans. And this was a huge debate at the time. In fact, when the state of New York ratified the U.S. Constitution, there were those who did not want to ratify the Constitution, and part of their objection was the lack of protection on our individual God-given rights. They did pass that. New York State did ratify the Constitution, but then they also applied for a convention right away. Under Article 5, a convention of deputies from the several states, as they called it. So they wanted a convention of deputies under Article 5 to amend the Constitution. And they, in their application resolution that New York State passed back at the time, they said that that the purpose was to protect the unalienable rights of the American people, essentially. So what they wanted was a Bill of Rights. And, of course, Congress James Madison actually warned in a letter to Tocqueville that was written at the time. He warned against there being another second general convention, especially through the Article 5 process, because he warned that it would bring out the partisans of both sides. It would be highly contentious, and he was concerned about what the results of such a convention would be. So Congress, in its wisdom, did pass they proposed 12 amendments, and 10 of those became the first 10, the Bill of Rights, because those were needed protections. And I think we could all agree the Second Amendment, we're better off with it than without it, because the left today wants to get rid of the Second Amendment.
That's right. They could get rid of it in a regular con or an Article 5.
Yes, that is something that very well could happen at an Article 5 convention. Of course, Mark Meckler and those on the right who advocate for the convention, they say, well, you name me the three-fourths of the states that would ratify that. But here's the thing. Three-fourths of the states is no guarantee for the prevention of bad amendments to be ratified to the Constitution.
But plus, it's all in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. What is Meckler, what do they want out of a con? Because we already have all the stuff, and just ignoring it.
Yeah, well, it's if you look at Meckler's application, he says he wants term limits, they want fiscal restraint amendments, and these things that sound good. And, of course, as we've written in plenty of articles on thenewamerican.com and on the JBS.org as well, we've discussed how some of these amendments are really just short-sighted Band-Aid sort of Band-Aid amendments that really would not fix the problem. Like term limits, for example. It sounds positive, but at the end of the day, if you had term limits, that also gets rid of the good congressman, too, and it never deals with the actual source of the problem, which is a lack of education, both on the part of those elected to Congress and those on the part of the voters.
Okay, so let's shift gears, because you got some other big topics to hit, and I totally agree with you. Let's talk about the war on police. Police aren't perfect. They're people. But when you got George Soros, the whole deep state, going after police, what's really going on there?
Well, we know that the globalists have been wanting to have a national police force in the United States. And if you look at the police forces around the world, whether it's Mexico, Germany, many countries, they don't have local autonomous local police departments. So with regards to the use of this incident that's happened in Memphis and the tragic killing of this Tyree, this individual there, This is an opportunity that's being exploited by those who already have an end goal in mind, which is, of course, to have a national police force. Because when you have a national police force, it makes it easier to enforce the dictates of the central government, if you will, the national government, because you would have police members who could come from different states or different cities and who don't have
it's all standardized, and as long as they're globalist police following globalist orders, they can kill whoever they want, do bad things. They'll never be prosecuted. The media will never attack them. I remember back in the late 60s, the John Birch Society copied the memorandum and put out pamphlets of the national regulation 7277, where the federal government admitted they were going to get rid of local police and create a federal police under the UN. So this has been something they've been trying for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. The United Nations goal has been to disarm nations since the very beginning. You go back to the Baruch Plan, which was a plan to give the UN the U.S. atomic bomb. And, of course, all these various UN treaties on firearms, they want to – the end goal for the UN is to make sure that the population globally is disarmed. And the U.S. with the Second Amendment is a huge obstacle in that regard. Look at Australia, as you've talked about a lot in your program in the past. They don't have the right to bear arms. Their weapons – their ability to freely own a firearm did no longer exist in that country. And once they do that here in the U.S., if they ever accomplish that, which I don't see that happening because the American people are not going to willingly surrender their firearms, but if they did accomplish that, just hypothetically, then what would stop the U.N. from imposing a tyrannical system? Look at Katanga. Look at U.N. peacekeepers and what they do in Africa and Haiti and even in South America where U.N. forces are deployed and how they rape innocent, defenseless people.
And that's the plan. It's on screen. Freedom from War, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament of the Peaceful World. First you disarm the people, then the police. Then you have a federal police force under the UN. And who criticizes our police? Who criticizes our Border Patrol? The UN. And who, the Democrats bring them in to oversee operations. So people laugh at this, but look how we're already under the WEF. And the UN controlled the pandemic response. They brag about it. So we're already here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, you mentioned who would protect our borders. Well, part of the plan right now that the globalists are pushing is to eliminate the borders of the U.S. with Mexico and the U.S. of Canada through a North American Union. Of course, they may not be calling it a North American Union, but that is the objective. They want a European Union-style arrangement here in North America and for all of the Americas. And I'm not just talking about what former Mexican President Vicente Fox has said numerous times. On January 10th, just a few weeks ago, Biden, Justin Trudeau of Canada, and President Manuel Lopez Obrador met in Mexico City for the North American Leaders Summit. And at that summit, they released the Declaration of North America. But there are various key things that the President of Mexico, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, said. He's very open about the fact that they want a union for the Americas.
Well, a security union. A few months ago, he said, let's just merge our countries.
Yes. In fact, before Biden arrived on January 9th, President Obrador tweeted. This tweet is in Spanish, and I can read Spanish. And, of course, there's also Google extensions where you can translate it. But in English, his tweet read, "Welcome home, President Biden. You are our friend, and so are the American people. Together we can promote a new stage in the nations of the continent based on mutual respect and assistance. There are unbeatable conditions to consolidate the integration of the Americas." And he said other quotes like that, too. The following day in his own speech, Obrador said, "As a matter of priority, we address the economic and commercial integration, as I have already expressed, of the entire American continent." In fact, Obrador suggested that there
Hold on. Stay there. Let's come back. This is key. We'll be right back.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But Most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You know, when I sit up here on air and I talk about Memorandum 7277 or Memorandum 200 State Department, I'm not just spouting stuff off to act smart. The same agenda since the end of World War II by these globalists is being put forward over and over again, and there were a bunch of patriots in the late 50s, early 60s that saw this. They weren't right-wing, they weren't left-wing, they were Americans, they were academics, they were veterans, they were former intelligence people, they were patriots, and they saw it and they fought back. And that's why I've said I'm not a member of the John Birch Society, but I wouldn't know what I knew. I wouldn't have been where I've gone. My dad wouldn't have been awake. That's on my dad's side of the family. My uncle, my mother's brother, wouldn't have been awake because he was in Army Special Operations and Iran-Contra and as an officer. And he saw what was going on because he knew about the John Birch Society and had read their writings. And if you don't have this knowledge, folks, nothing makes sense. But I've talked to generals, I've talked to Fulberg colonels, I've talked to former deputy heads of major agencies, I've talked to heads of agencies like General Flynn, and they all recognize the John Birch Society trailblazed where we are. You know, going back just a few minutes on the John Birch Society, I want to hit this final point on the North American Union that we're already getting into. Christian Gomez, researcher and author at JBS.org. What would America and the world be like without Mr. Welch and without the John Birch Society? And you might tell folks where the name comes from so you get a little idea. This goes back to China and kind of where we are today, because the past is the present. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it, because the past is a continuum of where we're at. People think of the past as some boring thing. No, you know the past to understand the present and the future.
Yes, well, actually, John Birch has a connection to your home state of Texas, because he was when he was training to be a missionary, he was originally a missionary. He was under the pastorship of J. Frank Norris, an independent Baptist pastor in Dallas, Texas. And he was sent under his authority to go to China to be a missionary to spread the gospel of salvation through Jesus Christ to the Chinese people. While he was there, World War II broke out. Actually, the Japanese were already at war with the mainland Chinese. And when the U.S. entered the war, the U.S. entered China to help the Chinese to fight off the Japanese invaders. John Birch, who was already doing mission work behind enemy lines in the Japanese-occupied part of China, he was there when Colonel Doolittle and his raiders flew off an American aircraft carrier, and they didn't have enough fuel to turn back because they had to leave the carrier earlier because the Japanese had spotted the carrier group. So after they raided Tokyo with the bombing there, they crash-landed in Japanese-occupied China, Doolittle and his and the other pilots of the other bombers, and it was John Birch who helped rescue Doolittle and his men out of Japanese occupied China into the American area that was, you know, controlled by the Americans and the Allied forces. So that got the attention of the U.S. military and said, hey, we already have a chaplain, but we could use you as an intelligence officer. He wasn't officially part of the OSS, but he did work with them in being an intelligence officer because he needed the language and the lay of the land there in China. However, after the war officially ended a few days later, he was sent on a mission with some nationalist Chinese forces and some Korean forces who were fighting with the Chinese against the Japanese, and they were stopped by Chinese communists, and they executed John Birch. And he was the first casualty of World War III, of the Cold War, the war against the war of freedom versus communism. And the U.S. State Department covered it up. They said that he had died prior to the ending of hostilities with Japan. John Birch's parents in Georgia received a letter from him written after the day he supposedly had died, and that led them on a trail with the help of Robert Welch to uncover the truth. And so Robert Welch, when he learned this story, named the John Birch Society after the first victim of communism.
Which goes back to the original treason, kicking out Chiang Kai-shek and putting the communists in command by 49 and the whole New World Order system today.
Yes, I recommend that all of your viewers get the book May God Forgive Us by Robert Welch about what happened in China.
Let's talk about Robert Welch. What a genius. I wish he was here with us today. People think Alex Jones is Tomorrow News Today. Well, that's just because I read what Welch was going to happen. This guy was a genius.
Yes, he graduated college at a very young age, and he started the John Birch Society in 1958 to expose the globalist New World Order, the movement for a one world government. Back in 58, when nobody else was talking about this topic, about the threat of the United Nations, most Americans in 1958 just thought that the UN was a great way to prevent another war. Of course, since the UN's founding, we've seen nothing but perpetual warfare. And Robert Welch warned about the Federal Reserve as well, and the move towards we already had fiat currency at the time, but he even warned against not having a gold standard. Richard Nixon.
And we know he was a great businessman and an industrialist, and everything, but how did he have such forward-looking understanding of things?
Robert Welch was, of course, very intelligent. He was also very well connected, probably in part from the business aspect of, as a candy maker. He knew a lot of people, but he was friends with Senator Joe McCarthy. There's a photo actually down the hallway of Robert Welch with Joe McCarthy in 1957, prior to the founding of the John Birch Society. So they were really close. So after Joe McCarthy's after his passing, sadly, JBS came on the scene to continue the work of exposing the communist and globalist infiltration of our of our government. And
total vindication. All right. Well, I appreciate you joining us. But like you said, the North American Union is back on as a security perimeter. Part of the reason Biden's destroying the border is create a big enough crisis so they can create this North American security perimeter, which will then be run by the UN just like they do in Europe. They'll bring in even more people they control. So, again, we get they've shut them down in lockdowns. They're impoverishing them. They want a permanent underclass. I'm not enemies with all these poor people, but they're being used as a weapon.
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to say about the Article 5 convention, if I could touch on that one more time, on our website, shopjbs.org, we sell the July 11, 2022 issue of the New American, a special report on CONCON. We have a sale. It's currently available for 25 cents a copy. I encourage all your readers, all your viewers to get a copy and read it, and to use that in their education efforts against an Article 5 convention.
My dad was awake. My uncle was awake on the other side of the family. Because of the writings of the Number Society. But what you guys have been doing since, I guess, the early 90s or whenever it was, I knew people that would just buy truckloads of these at cost, big, nice color magazines, hand them out to everybody. And the info was, again, over the horizon understanding. So, again, slowly tell folks where they can buy these at cost. I'm guessing 25 cents for a big magazine. That sounds like cost or below cost. And get these and just hand them out to everybody because they have a big effect.
Yes, shopjbs.org, and there is a tab there as well for on the screen that you can purchase as a PDF download. That particular one, that's from 2019. That is our issue about the USMCA. I wrote the cover story there, warning against the North American Union, how the USMCA specifically is leading us towards a North American Union.
All right, the minute we have left, how would you describe it seems like there's a big awakening happening, populist and nationalist, anti-globalist everywhere, WEF, half the attendees didn't go there. I don't want to say we're winning, but it's got to be exciting to see this big of a understanding in a large minority of people, or do you disagree? How would you describe the political climate right now?
I'm optimistic, Alex, that more and more people are waking up. You know, we do interviews all the time as well, as do you. But one of the interviews that encourages me is one that my colleague Alex Newman did with a state senator from the state of Montana who actually had sponsored a convention of states resolution, thought it was a good idea. And then when he learned the truth about it, he withdrew his support of his own bill. So, and it was because of the efforts of the John Birch Society educating that particular legislator there in Montana. Brad Tashita is the person.
Beautiful. Well, we got to know we're eternal spirits that God made. And John Birch was a great patriot. And reportedly, he didn't just execute him. They probably tortured him quite a bit beforehand. But he's got to be looking down from heaven, proud of all of us, and that his life wasn't just thrown away for nothing. It's given America a forward-looking view to know what was coming, totally vindicated. So I salute John Birch and the society in his name. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure, Alex.
There goes Christian Gomez, powerful, JBS.org. All right, final segment. We're going to recognize some other patriots in the fight. Mr. Coleman, straight ahead, and we'll take a few more phone calls. John and Kathy, stay with us. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Kate Daly's going to take over the next hour. I'm going to host a little bit of the next hour. Hits Mother News, I haven't gone over yet. Like ex-ABC News producer over national security, James Gordon, Meek arrested for transportation of child pornography. They don't put you in these power positions unless you're compromised in many cases. Unbelievable. We've got a bunch of news on the deindustrialization of America. Biden blocks mineral mining on 225,000 acres of land, harming EV production needs. Food prices hit record highs in Britain. Shock video shows carjacker jumping delivery driver's SUV with child inside. That's on InfoWars.com. Listen to this. After surge in auto theft, Seattle sues Hyundai and Kia for failing to install anti-theft technology. Yes, it's the car maker's fault you're being robbed. U.S. prepping another $2 billion for Ukraine weapons packages, including longer-range rockets that will go deep inside Russia. The march towards World War III just intensifies. All right, John held patiently from Boston. I'm going to go to John, and then I'm going to hit some final, very important news. And by the way, I know I've taken off in the last few months, about a week and a half of time. I needed that time to reassess and calibrate. And you're going to see us doing not just Saturday and Sunday shows. You're about to see multiple shows a day and PowerPoints and special guests and roundtables and next level stuff. I always deliver on what I'm going to say I'm going to do, thanks to God and your support. But please go to InfoWarsStore.com. And get great products and keep us on air. God keeps me so honest. It just keeps me right there on the edge of red and black. We are barely paying the bills here, but we are. You keep coming through. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got in the sale by early next week. Ultimate Krill Oil, the Super Vitamin C Formula, the Whole Food Multivitamin, the X7 Diet Force, the 1776 Testosterone Boost, the Ultimate Krill Oil, the Alpha Power, the Super Bowl Vitality, the Vaseline Beats back in stock, the Fizzy Magnesium that's so amazing for your body and everything else. It's all 50 to 25% off. even though the sale is about to end. InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Bone Broth Formula that's over-the-top good after 2+ years being sold out is back in stock as well, and it's massively discounted as well. All right, let's jam in. John in Boston, thanks for holding while I had that very informative guest on. Go ahead.
Hey, God bless you, Alex. It was worth holding. Always great to talk to you. I was calling because I'm having a back surgery on Monday, and it's kind of a two-parter here. The first part is I filed the short-term disability claim with work, and something I found extremely interesting is for all the people screaming that there are no vaccine injuries or there's nothing with the COVID vaccine, you know, all these people dying suddenly is, you know, completely normal. Every single page that I clicked through as I was filling out the short-term disability claim asked me if it was due to a COVID-19 vaccine-related injury. So I think it's really interesting that the short-term disability claims have now been updated to address these COVID vaccine injuries, even though nobody is being injured by the COVID vaccines, according to mainstream media. The second part of this that was also interesting was as they did my preoperative screening with the hospital, the nurse had asked me, she said, here it says that you're not vaccinated against COVID. Have you been vaccinated, you know, since they had that information? I said, no, I have not. She said, good. She said that that's coming from a medical professional and it's the best thing that you could have done. Then she asked me my blood type and I told her I was O negative, which is a universal donor. And she said, you have $1 million blood because you don't have the vaccine and you're the universal donor. So it's interesting to see how things have changed over the last year, where before we were being ostracized based on the fact that we weren't willing to take this clot shot, and now we're actually getting some
praise. Well, it's funny you say that, because that's one of the topics. I'm going to try to do longer form topics and back them up and get into it on this new show I'm about to launch tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at InfoWars.com. You'll see it in the feeds, but I'll announce a new website, a lot of this stuff tomorrow, but what you just said is so important. I've been talking to heavy hitters, okay? I mean, billionaires. And they've been saying the future is going to be pure bloods and people paying to have blood that didn't take the mRNA stuff. And so you're saying you went to the hospital or were being pre-screened. They were basically already saying that to you.
Yep, they called it $1 million blood, verbatim, was the term that the nurse
yeah,
used.
The next big gold rush is going to be those that aren't infected with mRNA. Here's the problem. They're injecting cows with it. It's seeping into everything. God bless you. I appreciate your call. So that guy just hit next level info that I was planning to cover tomorrow. So I love taking the calls. Thank you so much for calling, John. All right. It isn't about credit. It isn't about giving Dr. John Coleman attention and saying what a wonderful person he was, even though he was an amazing person. It's about knowing that people like John Welch 60 years ago and people like Dr. John Coleman 30 years ago, 40 years ago, were laying out what was going to happen, and then you think Alex Jones is amazing. And that I'm able to predict stuff 25 years before because I researched these guys and went and saw it actually happening. I didn't just believe them. I went out and verified it and did research, and you know we get some credit, but it's not about credit. It's about being right and saying, hey. So I remember before I even went on air, in like 1994, I was handed a copy of this book by a local activist. First name was Kelly. I forget his last name, but I was at a city council meeting, and I was speaking out for the Second Amendment against land grabs under Agenda 21 that was happening even before he knew the name of it. And this guy walks over, and he goes, I'm going to give you this book, young man. And it was all torn up, and the cover was half fallen off, and it was the Committee of 300 that had just been published 2 years before, 92. And I read this book, and I said, I don't know if this guy was really an OSS or MI6. I don't know if he's really accurate. But then I saw everything he said was starting to happen. And, of course, years later it came out he was who he said he was. He was in British intelligence. He was read into this as one of the people working with one of these guys. I interviewed him probably more than 10 times. Last time I tried to get him on, you know, he was too sick to come on. But the point is that he wrote Conspirators Hierarchy, The Story of the Committee of 300, Dr. John Coleman, 1992. I had copies of the book around the office. I guess people have run off with them or whatever. There's updated editions of it. I'm not making money selling the book. I should call the publisher of it. We should sell the hell out of it because we need money and need to inform folks. Win-win. But here's page 164 of Dr. John Coleman's book. Now, this is one page. I bought it on Kindle this weekend and reread half of it. Laying there in bed, my wife getting mad at me for keeping the tablet on while I was reading it. Like 2 a.m., she goes, go to sleep. But there I was reading it. And this guy wrote this in 92. He started writing it like in 88. And, of course, the proof's in the pudding. Every word of it has come true. And it's coming true. So listen to this. Page 164 of the story of the Committee of 300. Euthanasia for the terminally ill and AIDS shall become compulsory. No cities shall be larger than a predetermined number as described in the work of Calgary. Essentially, workers will be moved to other cities if the one they are in becomes overpopulated. Other non-essential workers will be chosen at random and sent to underpopulated cities to fill quotas. What you're going to be as a kid will be decided. Everything's going to be predetermined. At least 4 billion useless eaters, this was back when there were 6 billion, shall be eliminated by the year 2050 by means of limited wars, like you're seeing in Europe, organized epidemics of fatal, rapid-acting diseases and starvation, which they use the diseases to shut stuff down and cause starvation. Energy, food, and water shall be kept at subsistence levels for the non-elite, starting with the white populations of Western Europe, where they're cutting all the power and food off Europe, and North America. That's where it started. And the spreading to other races. He was in the meetings at MI6 in London. Okay? I mean, it's on record he was MI6 high level. The population of Canada, Western Europe, and the United States will be decimated more rapidly than other countries. Where they give us the shots, the West, until the world's population reaches a manageable level of 1 billion, of which 500 million will consist of Chinese and Japanese races selected because they are people who have been regimented for centuries. See how China's the model for control? And who are accustomed to obeying authority without question. From time to time, there shall be artificially contrived food and water shortages, which they're doing with power and food, everything, and medical care to remind the masses that their very existence depends on the goodwill of the communists of the 300, who are the ultra-rich, who are above the law. After the destruction of housing, auto, steel, and heavy goods industries, there shall be limited housing, and industries of any kind allowed to remain shall be under the direction of NATO's Club of Rome. Who's running it all? NATO. As shall all scientific and space exploration development limited to the elite under the control of the Committee of 300. Space weapons of all former nations shall be destroyed along with nuclear weapons. All essential, non-essential, and he goes on saying we're non-essential. Where'd you hear that? Wow.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.